Welcome to The Inner Entrepreneur. I'm Paul Ryan, and today we're going to be talking about how you can cultivate a prosperity mindset that will help you grow in your life and business. The very fact that you've tuned into this podcast tells me that you have got a fire in your belly. You have ambition. You have a drive to build something that you can be proud of, and you want to create a life of fulfillment, meaning, and prosperity. But sometimes that fire gets choked by our own limiting beliefs. And you don't need me to tell you this, but I will. You are your own biggest obstacle. Sure, there are challenges in the world. There's lots of them. But the biggest challenge is inside your own mind. The stories you tell yourself about who you are, your weaknesses, your limitations, and all the things you can't do, all the things you don't deserve. This is what is really holding you back, standing between you and the life you want to live. You may have heard that success is for the privileged or the wealthy or the lucky few. That's bullshit. No doubt sold to you by someone who is stuck in their own negative self-talk. They are stuck in their own misery, and misery loves company. When someone fails to create success in their life, it's reassuring if they tell themselves that it's not their fault. In fact, let's remove the word fault because it's no place in this conversation. There's no blame involved. Let's say they want to believe that it's not their responsibility. They want to believe they are a victim of their circumstances and their life. Now, to reaffirm this and to avoid having to accept responsibility, it's good. It helps them if they surround themselves with people of similar circumstances and belief, so they will gladly pass that belief on to you, assuming you're willing to accept it. So if you believe it also, well, it reaffirms them and you've joined the club. You've joined the victim of circumstance club. And of course, you prove them right and they might just feel a little bit better about themselves. And they may or may not be deliberately trying to hold you back, but this is an influence that you just don't need in your life. They say birds of a feather flock together, and it's true, because we see successful people often hang out together, and miserable and unsuccessful people, well, they tend to gather together as well, because we all want to find our tribe, the community where we fit in, where we feel comfortable. That's just human nature. We seek people of a similar mindset. And if the community you're in isn't working for you, leave it now and join or build a new one. Because here's the truth. Prosperity is a mindset. It's a way of seeing the world that creates an environment, and that's fertile soil for abundance and positivity in our life. It's not about blind optimism. It's not about some magic formula where you do nothing and you become rich and happy. That is bullshit, and we all know it. But it's about cultivating a belief in your own potential, and that the flow of good things in your life can come through a changed mindset. Because you'll see more possibility, you see more opportunity, and your mind begins to open up to things. You become willing to take risks. You become willing to persist, and you have the fortitude to endure in the face of doubt and failure and time. This builds success. It will take you step by step closer to the life you want to live. Opportunity will thrive in this environment. You will meet like-minded people. They will be drawn to you as you're drawn to them, and you will begin to grow. This is a journey. It's a lifetime practice. It is not a quick fix. To build a prosperity mindset, you have to first become aware of your thoughts of poverty and lack. And so self-awareness is key. But the most common mistake I come across is that people realize they're being hampered by their own thinking, by their own poverty mindset, that they start to fight it. They try and suppress it, and they enter into a battle. Now, this is one of the most important statements I am ever going to make, so listen up carefully. Here it comes. Where focus goes, energy flows. I'm going to say that again. Where focus goes, energy flows. Simply put, your energy is going wherever you're focusing your attention. Think of your attention just like sunshine and water. So if your garden is planted with weeds, the sun comes out and it rains, your garden will grow. If your garden is filled with roses and the sun shines and it rains, your garden will grow. The sun and the rain do not discriminate. They are energy and they feed whatever their attention is on. So the trick, the hack here, is not to battle with your poverty mindset, but instead to focus on building a prosperity mindset. Do not make your poverty mindset your enemy. Just make it like an old acquaintance that you ignore, calls but you pay no attention to. And sure, you need to be self-aware. You need to notice your thoughts, your language, your actions. Notice them. Just don't fight them. Instead, fill that space with the positive habits that will help you build prosperity in your life. And most of all, be patient. You are building new habits. You're forming new neural pathways in your brain. And that takes time. It takes persistence and it takes patience. So be gentle with yourself. Criticism is not helpful. Be patient and be strong. Be persistent and relentlessly pursue the life you want and the thoughts and habits that serve you. Okay, let's jump on into the seven practices. Number one, and this is number one because in my view, it is the most important one. Number one is to realize that gratitude is your secret weapon. Have you ever noticed how negativity can snowball in your day? It's a slippery slope until we're viewing everything as negative. We wake up in the morning and we don't feel great and it slips into a rotten day. But this can be the same for gratitude. If you start your day focusing on the things that are positive in your life, well, guess what? Wherever our focus goes, our energy flows. So I want you to be very deliberate about filling your life with gratitude and starting every day with acknowledging what you're thankful for. You can do this lying in bed before you get up or spend a few minutes journaling or with your morning coffee in your hand. Be grateful for your health, your family, the roof over your head, your career, your business, even that cup of coffee. Or the server that smiled at you as she served at you and wished you a great day. There are so many moments in every day to be grateful for, but you have to be looking out for them. You have to become a forager for the good in your life. Look hard enough and you will notice that they start to appear everywhere. Because maybe you have pre-programmed, pre-wired your brain for negativity and now it's time for some rewiring. You see, gratitude will rewire your brain to focus on the positive and it opens you up to more good things in your life. And the beauty is that you now get to notice all of the beautiful things that you can be grateful for. And in that noticing, you may realize something profound, that those beautiful, wonderful things in your life were already there, just unobserved and unappreciated and just waiting to be noticed. Now, isn't that interesting? That they were already there, you just passed them by. What else in your life remains unnoticed, unappreciated? What talents do you have? What possibilities are there waiting on you to wake up and just see them? Focused on lack, that's what you find. When you think the universe is out to get you, well, that's what you experience. And when you focus on prosperity and abundance, you will start to find more and more of that in your life also. It will begin to feel like the universe has your back. Sometimes when you're searching for prosperity, success, and abundance, you need to start by changing your definition of what abundance is and success is. And the best place to start with this is appreciation and gratitude for all the things you already have in your life. You can measure what's in someone's bank account, but there's no way you can measure a feeling of prosperity and abundance. And if you don't get that right, it will never matter how much you have. There are millionaires, billionaires, who don't feel like they have enough, which is probably why they're always looking for more and more. And because they're probably telling themselves a story, something to do with their self-worth that tells them that they're not enough or they will never have enough and no amount of money is ever going to change that. And of course, there's also those with no or few material possessions who are joyful and fulfilled and live a life grateful and they feel like they have everything they could need. At the end of the day, your inner state is all that really matters. And you can start to change that now, today. It may take time for wealth to show up in your life in a material sense, but you can start feeling prosperous right away. And that inner change of mindset and gratitude is a game changer in this. You need to make this a habit, and new habits aren't built in a day. You've got to go on, repeat and repeat. There was a time when I was very unhappy in my business. It's a very stressful and challenging time for me. So I decided to create a habit that every evening when I got home from work, I would soak in a warm bath and relax and repeat this mantra. And the mantra was a list I created titled 10 Things I Love About My Business. Now at the time, I was struggling to find 10 things to love about my business. In fact, I could much easier tell you 10 things I hated about my business. But I sat down I drafted this list of 10 things I love about my business. And as I'd soak in the bath and I'd go over this and I would visualize it and I would really be grateful for all of those things, my perspective began to shift and my thinking began to balance. And sure, I was having challenges, but there were also many positives that I had just lost sight of. Over time, my mindset changed. And as my mindset changed, so did my behavior and my activities and my experience of my business changed and my life changed. I ultimately brought about the changes I wanted in my outer world, but the real work began inside. So the action step you can take is to create a gratitude journal. Every night, write down 3 things you're grateful for. It can be anything, big or small. And throughout the day, be on the lookout for things you can be grateful for and take a moment of gratitude. Step 2, reframe failure as feedback. Look, we all mess up. That's inevitable. But here's the key. Successful people do not see these as failures. They redefine them as learning experiences, which is not saying that successful people don't get troubled or annoyed or bothered by setbacks when they encounter them. Of course we do. It's just we have trained our mind to reframe fast. We've trained our mind to focus on the positivity, possibility, not the problem. And you can choose a perspective that says that every setback is feedback. And it's valuable and it's a chance to adjust your course and come back stronger. It's just about changing your perspective. And when you change your perspective, you change your future. Here's the action. After a setback, take a deep breath. Take a moment. Acknowledge how you feel, but then choose a new perspective and ask yourself, what can I learn from this and how can this help me? Write down your insights and then use them to fuel your next move. Step 3. You must realize that prosperity is a mindset. It's not a number in a bank account. And prosperity isn't just all about money, although money's pretty cool. But you have to realize prosperity starts with the mindset. And once you start with the mindset, prosperous life will follow. It's about believing there's enough for you and there's enough for everyone and seeing the world as a place of abundance and opportunity. Opportunities and abundance that you probably have missed before. So here's the action. Practice giving. You can start small, maybe volunteer time. How about mentoring someone or helping someone else or simply offering someone a genuine compliment? Because giving fosters abundance, attracts positivity in your life. And as you give to others, you begin to see yourself as someone who can give, as someone who has to give, and someone who lives in abundance, and it begins to nudge your prosperity mindset in the right direction. Number 4, start to visualize your success. Take time to sit back in a quiet place, relax, close your eyes, and begin to picture, to dream about achieving your biggest goals. You see, visualization isn't just wishful thinking. It programs your brain for success, which makes you more likely to take the actions that will ultimately lead to that success. So whatever it is you want in your future, take time every day to imagine it vividly, to program your brain. The action step here is maybe start every morning with 5 minutes of visualization about what your ideal day would be and what your ideal life is like. See yourself taking actions and making decisions, feeling more confident, feeling fulfilled, and living the life you want to live. Number 5. Build your tribe. It is so important to surround yourself with people who are going to support and encourage you. They say you're the average of the 5 people you spend most time with, and that means surrounding yourself with positive and ambitious people, people who want to be on the same road as you, because their energy will rub off and they will keep you motivated and keep you inspired. And when you're down and demotivated, they're there to pick you up. And likewise, when they're down and demotivated, you're there to pick them up. But that tribe is absolutely crucial. This is a difficult road and it's very hard to walk it alone. So the action I would suggest is identify any negative influence in your life and see if you can limit your time with them and seek out positive alternatives, maybe positive mentors, positive colleagues and friends who share your vision, who will support you and will help you along the way. Step 6, celebrate. do not wait for the finish line to celebrate. You have to acknowledge your progress. Acknowledge and be grateful for every progress you make, big or small. Did you hit a sales target? Did you pass a driving test? Treat yourself to a coffee. Have you launched your website? Have a celebratory dinner with your partner. But whatever you do, celebrate everything and take time to acknowledge the wins, keep you motivated and reinforce positive behavior. And so the action here, why not create a reward system for yourself? Little things, buy a donut, buy a coffee, have a massage, have a warm bath, go for a walk. Create all these little rewards so that throughout the day and throughout your week, you can be finding specific achievements and latching rewards to that. If you celebrate and reward yourself, do you know what? Achievement is going to become a whole lot more fun. 7, and last, but by no means least, is you have to invest in yourself. You are the most valuable asset you have. And you need to constantly learn new skills. And that's become so much easier now. With podcasts available freely, with books available, you can attend workshops, you know, study successful entrepreneurs, business owners, or whatever it is the road you're walking down. Find people who are already really successful in the area you want to be successful with and study them. Absorb their energy, absorb their confidence, because if you invest in yourself, it will fuel your own confidence, and this gives you the tools you need to achieve your goals. But this is a path to mastery, which means it is lifelong. You must continue to invest in yourself continuously, relentlessly, daily. You are continually building yourself and compounding. So the action, set aside time every day to learn something new. There might be something small, might be taking an online course, might be listening to a podcast, might be listening to a 5-minute YouTube clip, but look to learn something new every single day. Finally, remember that cultivating a prosperity mindset is a journey. It's a way of life. It's a path to mastery, which means you never become the master, but you're always in the path. You're always learning, growing, and developing. There will be ups, there will be downs, that's life. But if you consistently practice these 7 tips, you're going to be well on your way to attracting abundance, achieving your goals, and building a life that's both successful and fulfilling. Go on, get out there and do it. Thanks for listening and have a great day. If you enjoyed this episode, please do subscribe, share on social media, tell your friends about it, or leave a comment. It all helps us grow the show and share our message. Thank you for listening. See you on the next episode of The Inner Entrepreneur. Take care.